Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
Jamestown Revival, this is Jonathan and Zach.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Welcome.
Well, thank you.
So nice. And you're from Texas. You just came from Boston. It's
yes.
colder here than anywhere else. And thank you for braving this to entertain us today.
We got off the air bomb.
Don't say that.
We got off the airplane, and I was like, man, it's cold enough to make my eyeballs hurt here, actually. Y'all are looking at me going, you soft-skinned man.
We promptly checked in our hotel and then jogged over to White Castle, because if you're going to eat White Castle, you might as well jog over to White Castle.
Absolutely. Well, welcome. Tell us about yourself. Your music's been described as back, and you got to pardon the dogs here.
No, we picked the best day to be here.
Yeah, this is a bring your dog to work day here at the station, at the building. So, yeah, I didn't know that it even existed, but anyway, it does. Back Porch Folk Rock's been used to describe the music. I think we heard it right there. Tell us about yourself, how this all started, and a bit of your story.
You know, we grew up together. We've been friends since we were 14 years old. So we've been through some thick and thin, and some good and some bad. And my family has some land out in Texas, out in Huntsville, Texas, actually. We've been going out there since we were kids, and we'd been playing music together. We wrote our first song when we were 15. So music was always something that was in the back of our minds, and a lot of times in the front of our minds. But we came back to it. We left it. It was something that was kind of ever present in our adolescence. And we decided to bring instruments out to this ranch, if you will. It's more or less a busted trailer house in the middle of nowhere, but to us it's a ranch, and it's a little piece of heaven. It's our piece of paradise, and we wrote some songs out there almost out of frustration for everything we were creating that we didn't feel like was truly just simple honesty. And we were listening to a whole lot of John Prine, a whole lot of Guy Clark, you know, some of the Texas legends like Willie Nelson, and you know, getting into some old country from Johnny Horton to, you know, Merle Travis and Merle Haggard. And we decided to start something that we felt like was rooted in just classic American roots music. And that's my very long-winded answer. Damn near forgot where I was.
And did I read right that you went to a log cabin or some sort of a cabin to record the first album?
Yeah, we
in Utah.
We had moved about the time, maybe a month or two after we started the band. We decided it was time for a scenery change, so we moved to California just to be uncomfortable for a bit, and it worked. And but we also knew we wanted a change. We wanted a change of scenery. We were tired of being a little fat and happy. So we moved up there, and then about the time we decided we wanted to record, we had access to this log cabin up in Utah, and nobody to really help us record the record. So we convinced some of our friends who are engineers and just have some great ears and some fellow musicians to go up there, the guys who are now in our band who couldn't be here. And went and lived up in this cabin for 2 weeks and figured, regardless of what happened, we'd have a good story to tell at the end of it, and we ended up getting a record out of it, and so it seemed fitting to name the record after the state it was conceived in, so Utah. And
awesome.
It was nothing but great memories, because it's easy to remember the happy times, because there are some lows out there too.
I think you guys are going places. It sounds great. The music's great, and it's so good to have you here. So let's hear a couple more songs from Jamestown Revival.
All right.